Hey there, theme park fans. I'm Dan from themeparknut.com, and this is Nuts About Theme Parks, the weekly theme park podcast where we run through all of the week's theme park news in a little bit of detail. Let's get cracking. Today is October the 15th, so let's run through the news. Disney's Imagineers this week have playtested three walk-around BD-1 droids at Disneyland's version of Galaxy's Edge. The BD-1 droid started off in Jedi Fallen Order, the Star Wars video game, and were also showcased in The Mandalorian. They're little two-legged, cute droids, and the walk-around ones that they made for Galaxy's Edge look really, really cute. I think, yeah, they're going to be very, very popular if they start coming to the parks permanently. But yeah, definitely go and check out the videos going around of those three little BD-1 droids. They were only playtesting, which means they may never come back. That has happened to droids at Galaxy's Edge before, but hopefully these ones are going to be permanent because they are freaking adorable. In other news, Disneyland Resort has released details of their upcoming enhancements to Downtown Disney. Now, this is a major bit of work that's been going on for a little while between, obviously, the two Disneyland Resort parks. They've been clearing some areas. At first, they were trying to get approval to do a flyover, and then that all got canned by the appropriate councils and whatever. So, they've announced what they're going to do with that area. They're going to build a new, like, grassy plaque. Park play area. I have to be very careful to say they're not building a new park. They're building a little play area with some open space. And a stage where they're going to be able to obviously put on little shows and things at Downtown Disney. Maybe they'll do Christmas or something there in the coming years. They're also going to build through three new restaurants that they've announced. Gigi's Chicken Shop, The Soul Sister, and Sip and Sonder. They're all being run by very reputable US restaurateurs and various things. I don't know really any of them, but they sound very legit and sound like good additions to Downtown Disney. Now, probably the most controversial announcement this week from the Disney company was they are raising ticket prices pretty almost across the board. So at Disneyland Resort, they're raising all of their day ticket prices. Their single day tickets are going up by 8.9%, which is, you know, a non-trivial increase on what is already an expensive park, like internationally standing. I understand why, it's Disneyland. But yeah, a bit of an increase there. They're also increasing all of their annual passes across the board at Disneyland and at Walt Disney World, actually. So Walt Disney World, they're not increasing day tickets, which is some semblance of relief for people that are going to the Orlando parks or the Orlando area parks. But if you're planning to be there more than 7 days, financially, it did make sense to get an annual pass, but possibly not anymore with the new increases. It's slightly tipping that against your favor with these increases. So it'll be interesting to see what comes of that. Also at Walt Disney World this week, they've returned a feature that they had for the longest time and sort of got cancelled when they brought the parks back after COVID. They're bringing back all-day park hopping. Now, what essentially this is the Walt Disney World parks are getting rid of their day reservations as of the 9th of January. Now, they never had day reservations before COVID. This is a new thing where they were trying to limit who's going to what park on what day and obviously things like that. But as part of these new day reservations, they had to limit when you could park hop because obviously they figured people would go to, let's say, Hollywood Studios, do two rides and then hop straight over to Magic Kingdom. So they limited park hopping. Originally, they had no park hopping at all. And then they brought back park hopping from 3 p.m. and then they brought back park hopping earlier in the day for people with annual passes because they realized they could go wherever most of the time. And now, as of January 9, 2024, it'll be no longer required again. But obviously, you're going to be paying more for your annual pass, so it's a bit of a trade-off. But yes, it will be good to not have to book park reservations for Walt Disney World for a lot of the visitors there, and it'll also be good to park hop if they go into a park and it's way too busy. Elsewhere in the world at Disneyland Paris, there are going to be two new scenes swapping into Le Pays des Contes des Fées, which is the Land of Fairy Tales. I've absolutely murdered that in French, but apologies. They're doing a, quote, complete refurbishment of this fantasy land ride over the next year. But the first two scenes are getting updated, are going to bring in Frozen and Winnie the Pooh. The resort also showed us some teaser images of an upcoming show that's coming to the park, which looks pretty amazing. The new nighttime show is going to be called Disney Symphony of Colors. It's going to play on and above, according to their press release, Sleeping Beauty Castle, starting from January 8th next year. What they showed in their teaser images was basically a drone light show, including things like a giant pirate ship coming out of the castle, which did, from their images, look pretty amazing. So I'm actually surprised that the Disney park that's adopting the light drone show most around the world is Paris. This is sort of their second crack at it, and it looks really, really good. I can understand Walt Disney World, them not putting the investment in, because, you know, they would have to do it at multiple parks. They do long-standing things. I still kind of hope that Epcot does that. I kind of hoped that was what we were going to get with Harmonious, but we'll see what's coming with the new version of the nighttime show that's on the park. But yeah, looks pretty cool what they're doing in Disneyland Paris. So yeah, updating the Land of Fairy Tales ride over the next year, but starting with two scenes from Frozen and Winnie the Pooh, and a new nighttime show, Disney Symphony of Colors. So if you are going to Disney Paris in the new year, could be well worth checking out. Hong Kong Disneyland has revealed some of the menus they're going to be serving for the New World of Frozen Land that opens in November. I mean, that's so close. November 20th, it's opening up. There are a lot of desserts. Obviously, it's Frozen, but there's also a lot of sort of savory foods. I would say Norwegian-themed, but it's... knowing a little bit about Scandinavian food, it's very lightly Norwegian themed. There's not a lot of pickled fish, for instance. It's almost more Germanic themed, funnily enough. There's like a pork knuckle style dish. I think it's braised pork knuckle or something like that. And there's some sort of, I guess it's a romanticization of the diet in that part of Europe. Let's put it that way. Probably very good for an Asian country spin on what Norwegians might eat. Hong Kong obviously is a part of the world that has a very varied culinary palate. It's an amazing part of the world because just of its history. So yeah, look, I think they will sell all of the food in the Frozen. It's going to be a very popular land when it opens in what is not a very popular park. So looks like all good additions there. Over in the US again, going to Universal Studios Hollywood, they have announced some of their Christmas celebrations for this year, which is nice to hear. You don't hear a lot about the Christmas celebrations for the parks beyond like just the major parties for, you know, Disney and Universal Orlando. Hollywood is an interesting park when it comes to Christmas because they're one of the parks that don't do anything for Christmas until after Thanksgiving. Most of the parks in the US will go straight from Hollywood to Christmas, and they'll sort of put on an extra thing for Thanksgiving and call it the holidays and pretend that that makes, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas the same holiday, but they're not. Anyway, Universal Studios Hollywood has got a bit of distinction there. They will not start Christmas stuff until after they've done their Thanksgiving stuff. So for them to announce stuff at this stage, it's really, really great. It looks like similar to what they've done in previous years with a couple of additions. A new show is going to be coming to the Universal Plaza stage, which is going to feature the Who's of Whoville. Which is, I mean, that's always great. They do tend to do Grinchmas very well in the Universal parks. So I think The Who's doing a sort of musical show will be quite entertaining. They are also bringing back their version of the Harry Potter Magic of Christmas projection show, which does look pretty amazing. All the projection stuff they do in Hollywood on their Harry Potter, what, Hogwarts? I couldn't remember the name of it for a second. All of that always looks really, really cool. So I'm sure this one will be up to the standard of previous years. At other non-Disney and Universal theme parks, Six Flags Over Georgia are holding a fan vote to pick the name of their upcoming small coaster. It's an ultra surf coaster. It's sort of a shuttle coaster back and forward. They haven't opened it up to give any names. They've given you three options to choose from, and I gotta say, I don't love any of the names, to be perfectly honest. I think they're all kind of horrible. The name choices are Aquaphobia, Georgia Surfer, and Iron Splash, the surf coaster. I just don't really like any coaster or ride that needs a colon in it. I hate 6-7 word ride names. I mean, there's only five. Iron Splash, the surf coaster, but that would rule that one out for me. Aquaphobia, I mean, it's not that scary a ride and you don't get that wet, so that doesn't make any sense. I don't really understand Georgia Surfer, but that would probably be my pick out of those three. So, yeah, Six Flags Over Georgia, if you want to help them name their coaster, get on there. You can't make it Trainee McTrainface or anything like that. You've only got three choices, so jump on there and make your voice heard. Finally, for today, we've been talking over the last weeks about Legoland California, where they've been announced the removal of two of their long-standing rides, which were Safari Trek and the Fairy Tale Brook, which were right next to each other. Now, this week, we've sort of got a hint as to what's going to go in their place. The city of Carlsbad, where Legoland California is based, posted a notice of a planning application by the park. It calls for the removal of the two attractions we just mentioned, which they've already announced. But in their place, there's going to be three new attractions. And they listed them as a single-story, 32,200-square-foot, 43-foot-tall building with an interior ride. So expect that to be a dark ride of some kind. A 33-foot-tall, 4,120-square-foot outdoor ride. So based on that sizing, that's probably a decent-sized kiddie coaster, like the Gadgets Go-Go coaster or something like that. Maybe a little bit smaller, maybe like Dragon's Apprentice or something like that from the other Legoland parks. I don't know if they have a Dragon's Apprentice, actually. I think they already do. Yeah, it occurs to me that they could be building something like a Dragon's Apprentice if they don't already have it. But they're also going to build, the third thing is a new children's play area with a 30-foot-tall structure in the middle, which is a decent size. I mean, I wonder if it's a splash pad or something large like that. But yeah, we're at least seeing they have definite plans for what these two opening day attractions are going to be replaced with. So you can expect as soon as the Fairy Tale Brook closes, which is not that far away, construction will soon start at Legoland California. And that's it for this week's Nuts About Theme Parks. We'll be back next week with more theme park news, so tune in for that. In the meantime, you can check us out on Threads or Instagram at Theme Park Nut Insta, or you can check us out on X at Theme Park Nut, or our blog is themeparknut.com. You will always see the news of the week up there as well. Until next week, enjoy your time at theme parks, everybody. Have a great week, and until next time, cheers.